Welcome to Wobblers Podcast in association with Stroke Information Stockport. Strokes are a very complex brain condition which occurs when blood flow to the brain is cut off, damaging brain tissue. It can be caused by a blood clot or burst blood vessel. In the UK, the median age for someone affected by a stroke is 77 years old. However, the average age is dropping. Nick Clark, a former professional football player, suffered one in 2012 and realised there wasn't many places to get the help and support from fellow survivors. Following this, he set up Stroke Information as somewhere for people to share their stories of how a stroke affects them. I got the chance to attend one of their meetings and met some of the attendees, including Dan, who is in his 30s. He suffered a stroke in 2022 and was told he wouldn't walk again. His determination has shocked everyone and he has now completed long distance events. However, everyone still struggles on some days.
Harder in improving the way that we were.
You got all in, you know, I mean, you get out of it what you put in.
Yeah.
It is hard, and there's days where you feel like I can't be arsed with a shirt, and I get why people sort of just accept how they are. I mean, sometimes you feel like this is good for me for the rest of my life, and I get why people sort of accept that, but it is hard.
It's just tough. No, I mean, you know, an old colleague, work colleague of mine used to say things like, oh, I didn't sign up for this. Well, I didn't sign up for this, that's for sure. You know, you've been dealt a curveball, you've just got to get on with it. And I believe you've got a couple of choices. You either try and do something.
So, guys, one.
Or you give up.
Sink or swim.
Yes.
Sink or swim.
Yes.
And in my case, it's usually sink.
There have been times where you obviously lay in your bed and you're like, you have that mentality where it's like, what's the point? This is
yes.
me now. And then obviously the other flip side of that is like, this is the hand I've been dealt with, let's just try and make the best of it and play the hand as best as possible, isn't it?
Yeah, well, but you get some people that play on it, don't they?
Oh, 100% that.
I've all got well, I've had this,
yeah.
And you think, yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. Well, there is sort of something wrong with you, but
does me a right, isn't it?
You don't have to.
That victim mentality like that, like, why me, boo, who me, it's like, just get on with it, like.
Yeah, I mean, I think personally as well that education's needed.
Yes.
Because it's.
Yeah.
Anyone talk to anybody about a stroke person who's had a stroke, and it's always a victim.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hang on a minute, a victim's someone who suffers a crime.
Stay free.
You're a stroke survivor, or as Simon in Edinburgh says, he's a stroke warrior. Yeah, definitely not a victim. And I think it's the workplace that needs to be educated that to get rid of that word.
Edges.
Yeah.
I don't see myself as a victim. This is what's happened to me. It's one of them. I'm just going to get on. I think it's shit, but.
Not everyone who suffers a stroke is affected in the same way, and not only does a stroke affect the person themselves, it also affects the families, and recovery time is different for everyone as well. One of the group's members, Amanda, lost her speech, however she has pushed herself to improve and now is doing extremely well.
I don't think people take it as seriously as they should.
Yeah, but the thing is they should do, because it's one of the highest causes of death.
I think
in
the olden days, listen to me, I think that people used to think that strokes just happened to people of a certain age.
Yeah.
Smoke and drink.
Easy for you to say.
Smoke and drink.
Yes.
Well, my dad had a stroke 20 odd years ago. And he just ended up in Stepping Hill, then in Cherry Tree, and then private. He didn't get any help at all. It just faded away in the end.
So it's not changed then, really?
Yeah.
No, there was nothing at all then. They didn't advise you what to do or.
You see, I think the Stroke Association are very good at the preventative stuff.
Yeah.
But one of the reasons I started this was because having the preventative stuff when it's happened, too late.
Stroke Association around 20 years ago.
I think they were probably
just setting up.
Yeah. I just, like I've said before, I just think that they, like a lot of other charities, have just got too big too quick. Where the cat's gone, it's more expensive than being cute. See, when people said that she can't talk, they were talking rubbish.
And the speech is much better than the last time I came.
Yeah. Yeah. It improves every time, Mandy.
Yeah.
Thank you, but...
It does. I know to you it probably doesn't. It doesn't feel like it, but...
I mean, I remember the first time that I met you.
I had it spark.
You didn't, and like you used to sit there and get frustrated and upset, and it used to make me upset. Seeing how much progress you've made, it really does make me happy, like, because I know how that must feel.
Yeah.
It's frustrating, and you beat yourself up, and like, it's just nice to see.
If I was honest, yeah. It used to upset me, especially.
It does.
She got frustrated, and she starts hitting her head.
I get it.
But we can't even. It's like you can't explain to anybody else what a stroke is. Like she wouldn't be able to. We wouldn't be able to understand what it's like to try and.
There she is.
Not being able to get your views across.
There was a discussion about how it could take a high-profile celebrity to have a stroke. For people to learn and understand what to look out for and to publicise the condition more.
Well, then again, do you think, whilst obviously I love Rob Bowers, chemist, but what they've done is absolutely amazing, do you not think it'll take someone like high profile to have a stroke to make people realise just how serious it is?
Yes.
I don't know, because you've got people who've done it, like Andrew Marr.
Is he a stroke?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Maybe he's not high profile enough, I don't know. But there's been lots of people, famous people who've had stroke, like Michael Douglas, Kirk Douglas, Jesse J, Sharon Stone.
Yeah. Sharon Stone's had a stroke. You wouldn't think so.
Stan Laurel or Oliver Hardy, whatever he's called.
Laurel and Hardy, yeah.
One of them.
One of those.
People don't realise the effect it has on many survivors, not just physically, but mentally as well. That if you don't make improvements at certain points, then it upsets you, even to the point you can be at your lowest.
I think from my point of view, it's just providing that hope. Like, you know, you've mentioned today about your situation where you are feeling down, depressed, upset. Yeah.
It's probably about, I mean, I know I've gotten on that WhatsApp group a lot, but I don't know if I've shared that there's been two or three occasions where I've been very close to killing myself. And that is not an exaggeration, I've been very close to killing myself.
Recently or when it happened?
In the last 2 years. In the last 2 years. I know I portray that a positive vibe, but I've struggled like fuck. Like,
I think everybody does to a point.
Yeah.
I think, if I may, say a little bit is that I think with yourself, Dan, it was a situation where it was all at the same time.
I think, yeah.
And there was lots of, like, you'd had your stroke, then it was like, we're going to take your driving license off, yeah? And then you thought, in essence, you thought the world was against you. And.
But then everything I had, like, with Lila and everything, the court and everything, I think it just got a bit too much. I thought the easy way out was.
You're not going to do anything now, though?
No.
You are.
I mean, I don't think I could ever do anything like that, but there's been times where I've thought, how easy it'd be to take the overdose, how easy it'd be to do this, and I didn't like them thoughts. I mean, there was one, not last year, not
and
last
then
year.
And the door comes walking through the door.
Well, that's the only thing that would ever stop me, but like, not last year, the Christmas before, the first winter I was at the hospital, I was on my own, I was seeing our Lila for about half an hour a week, my mum was bringing around for about half an hour a week, and it was like, I was on my own every single day, every single night. I was in a wheelchair and I thought, this is my life. And then I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. And then...
I've never seen you there.
I was an absolute mess. I mean, all the if you probably go back to the WhatsApp group when I was in hospital crying my eyes out, the amount of ice doors I sent to that group was...
Lots of people don't have any idea of the signs to look out for in a stroke. The easiest way to remember it is to use the word FAST, F-A-S-T. F is for face drooping. Look to see if one side of the face has drooped or feels numb. You could ask the person to smile and see if their smile is uneven. A is for arm weakness. You can ask the person to raise both arms to see if one starts to drift downwards. S is speech difficulty. Is the person's speech slurred at all? T is time to call 999. The window for a stroke is only 3 hours, so ensure you ring for an ambulance as soon as possible. Every minute counts in stroke care. If you can note the time that any symptoms begin to appear, this will help the person to get the correct care they need. Thank you for listening to the Wobblers podcast in association with Stroke Information Stockport. If you wish to donate or find out any information about the charity, you can visit www.strokeinformation.co.uk.